episode 93. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. Do you know when to use multithreading? What are the advantages and disadvantages? The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. When your application starts, it's running as a process so that the operating system can isolate everything that happens in your process from all the other processes that are running. A process doesn't really run, though, at least not in modern operating systems. Older versions of Unix used processes exclusively and had no concept of threads. The idea of threads was to allow for many processes. You see, it's expensive to start a process because of all the isolation and security that the operating system needs to set up and maintain. So whenever you want to do multiple things, instead of starting a new instance of your entire process, you just create a thread that runs inside your process. I use the words process and application a lot to mean the same thing. The only real difference is that users normally think of applications as the programs that they run. And now that I say it, I also use program too. All these really mean about the same thing. However, an operating system usually has many processes running that the user is normally unaware of. An application is just a process that the user knows about and usually has a main window. And a program is the same as an application. I can't think of any meaningful difference between an application and a program. For thread-aware operating systems, which should include almost all of them these days, when your application starts, the operating system will create your first thread for you. This is sometimes called the main thread. If your application doesn't use multithreading, then you may not even be aware that the whole system enabling your code to run is based on a thread provided for you. Your main thread and any other thread you create all run inside your process. They share the same memory space and default user identity and security. Other than your main thread, if you want another thread, you need to create it yourself. You do this by calling a method usually provided by your operating system, or maybe the library that comes with your language also has this ability. If your library allows you to create additional threads, it'll eventually need to call an operating system method anyway. The nice thing about using a library method is that it makes your code more portable to other platforms. All right, so when should you create a new thread? There are many reasons. Here are probably the four most common that I can think of. Number one, when you're about to call some method that could take a long time to complete and you don't want to wait around. Number two, when you want to set up some completely independent part of your application. Number three, when you have a problem that lends itself to being divided up into smaller problems that can be recombined later to form the final answer. And number four, when you want to perform the same task multiple times in slightly different ways. I'll explain more details about each of these four reasons right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. The first reason is by far the most common reason that I've had for multithreading. Let's say you have a graphical application, and I don't mean an application to create graphic images. I mean an application that has windows that can be moved around on the screen with menus, buttons, places to click and type text, that type of graphical application. This is usually called a GUI, which stands for Graphical User Interface. Let's say that this application allows users to download files and do something with them. What it does is not important right now. The fact that it allows a file to be downloaded from the internet means that the app will have to wait for the file to be received. This could be quick, or something users should make sure to start before going out for lunch. You really can't tell. The moment the user clicks a button to begin the download, if you don't perform the actual file download on a different thread, then your main thread will be stuck waiting for the file to complete. This is bad, because when your main thread is stuck, your whole application stops working. The user can probably still move the main window around on the screen, but that's only because the operating system is doing that work. Usually, your application will turn into a mess of leftover images that show through your main window. This is because your main thread is busy waiting for the file to complete and can't also be redrawing the main window. The second reason allows you to simplify your code if you have aspects of your application that are very different and need to run independently. Maybe you want your application to check for new versions of your application. This is a good idea to keep your customers on the latest version of your software. Checking for those updates has nothing to do with the normal operation of your program, and trying to do all that in one thread just makes things more complicated. So, split them into different threads and let each do their own thing. The third reason will allow you to take advantage of multiple cores. So far, yes, the threads could be run on different cores, but that wasn't the main motivating factor. This time it is. If you need to calculate results for maybe 100 separate events, then consider splitting this into four groups of 25. Hand each group off to a new thread that's dedicated to solving just its own group. If you've got multiple cores and set this up properly, then you should finish calculating all 100 events in the time it takes to calculate only 25. That's because each thread running in its own core is able to calculate its own 25 events at the same time. This is assuming that you have four cores. And the fourth reason also helps you to simplify your code, but not for drastically different tasks. This time, for similar tasks that can be run independently of each other. This reason is kind of like a combination of the second and third reasons. These have all been some good reasons for multithreading, but what are some of the disadvantages? First of all, when you start a new thread, you probably need to know when it completes. And once it does complete, you need to get the result. There's a lot more code involved to do this than just calling a method and directly waiting on the method to return with the result. You need to be aware of synchronization issues, deadlocks, race conditions, debugging, and a whole lot more. Multithreading is not something that you should just add to your application and hope you get it right. I can guarantee that if you don't fully understand how to write proper multi-threaded code, that you'll definitely get it wrong. There's just too many ways to make mistakes. This will need a lot more episodes. I don't know how many yet. Probably not as many as the design pattern episodes, but we'll see. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.